This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Lock and load.
Come and see me. Can't see me.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Back at SHOT Show, when I set up shop at Radio Row, I got really lucky because the first person to step up to where I was, you know, doing the show was none other than Dr. John Lott. He joins us again, and good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good talking to you.
Likewise. You're in Vegas. You're in Las Vegas right now. I've only ever been in Las Vegas when SHOT Show is happening, when it's normal times at Las Vegas. How is it spooky there right now?
Is it what?
Well, I mean, I've seen pictures of it, and it just seems deserted. I mean, they literally shut everything down, didn't they?
Right. All the casinos, have been shut down for a while. It's deserted, but I'm sure that's, if you see places, you know, pictures of New York City or other places like that, I would guess it's pretty similar.
Yes, sir. As a researcher and a statistician that you are, what do you think of the coronavirus response that we have seen, given that we, it seems like to me a lot of it was ginned up by fear?
Right. Well, I think the media has done a pretty poor job of reporting on this. I mean, just look at the discussion at the press briefing yesterday when President Trump took the Washington Post to task for their headline about, the devastating second wave for the coronavirus, where they had a headline saying CDC director warns second wave of coronavirus is likely to be even more devastating.
Yes, sir.
The quote that they actually had from the CDC director, Robert Redfield, didn't say that. What the guy said was there's a possibility that with the virus coming back in the fall after, because it's seasonal, they believe, as well as the normal flu, having both of those together, they could have a more difficult time getting through things. But, maybe I'm just too much into precise definition of terms as a statistician. But when you say something is possible, all you're saying in my lingo is you're saying that it's a greater than zero chance that something would occur. And I assume that as a CDC director, he's using it in that sense. But when the Washington Post says is likely, when I say something's more likely than not, that means I think it has a greater than 50% chance. And to me, there's a big difference between saying something is more likely than zero and saying that it's more likely than a 50% chance. And, and the rest of the thing about them saying it's going to be devastating, he said he was saying it could be difficult. Well, all he was saying was that, you know, people have a chance to respond. He was trying to argue that people should go and get vaccines from the flu so they wouldn't have to worry about that also occurring. But, you know, there are other things that can happen that can affect the risks that are there. So one example is states can go and hire people to go and help track coronavirus cases. You know, here we have an advance warning that it's going to be coming back in the fall. And, you know, we can, if somebody gets the coronavirus, then you can quickly go, if you have the people available, to go and track who they, who the infected person has come in contact with. And hopefully corral it before it spreads very far. You know, so that doesn't mean it's going to be devastating. It means if it's more difficult, hopefully you can plan in advance, but you can still deal with it and keep it from being devastating. So it's just, you know, during the press briefing yesterday, they got into an argument about whether the quote was right or not. And Trump, at the very beginning of the press briefing, said that the quote was accurate, that just the title, which kind of framed the article, was greatly exaggerating what the CDC director had said. And I, you know, that's just typical. In fact, I would say in many cases, the media has even gone beyond that.
Yeah. I remember let me ask you a question. I remember after Sandy Hook, when there was every news outlet was camped out in Newtown for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. They did a survey after that, and 56% of America at the time thought that this kind of a shooting happened all the time because of the way the media framed it. Now, is this a feature of what the media is trying to do, or is it a bug?
Well, I think the media often tries to overhype things. I think that they have an incentive to do that because they want to get people to focus on the articles and read their articles and stuff. And, you know, so the media going and basically trying to claim that they're holier than thou, that, you know, they're the good guys all the time, I think is wrong. And I think that they're overhyping its real consequences. So if you go and make the claim that, you know, there's going to be a second wave of the coronavirus that's likely to be even more devastating. You know, to say it's even more devastating than what we have right now is going to scare people.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And if you scare people, you may end up with a situation where you get even more people unemployed and politicians overreacting even more.
Yeah, we're going to cover that a little bit in the next segment. I want to ask you some questions about a few things regarding where we got all of this data that was being shoveled in our general direction. Before I do that, though, you run the Crime Research Prevention Center, and I know that you take donations and that you like participation and everything else. How would people get in touch with you to do that?
Well, people can go to our website at crimeresearch.org. They can see what we have there. But the, our donations have pretty much just fallen off with the, with everything here. And understandable. So
it can always be turned around though. No time like the present to start pushing that position simply because of the precision you bring to your studies, which is sort of in, you know, as I look at other studies, it's sort of, it may, peerless comes to mind. Hang on for me, if you will. We're talking to Dr. John Lott. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right. Not being held down by coronavirus in any way, shape, or form. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Dr. John Lott from the Crime Research Prevention Center. And Dr. Lott, these guys, we've seen various predictions of doom and gloom. I think the first prediction that came out from whichever organization spit it out was 2.2 million Americans were going to die. And then that got revised down to 200,000, and now it's somewhere under 60,000. And this is all based upon something they call modeling. And, you know, I look at a lot of modeling. I look at, like, the climate change model. And I look at that, and I wonder, how do they get it so wrong the first time around? Or is that by design, or is this due to incompetence? What are your thoughts on that?
I think there are a lot of things that are going on. One of the things is that there are a number of models, a number of guesses. And I think the media, just as we were talking before, likes to overhype things. I think the ones that kind of are the most extreme are the ones that are probably more likely to go and get the attention of the media. And so that's part of it. The other thing is, these are really trivially simple projections that they make. I mean, they may have some math in it, but it's more just really rough guesses. So they'll go and they'll say, well, here was the pattern that we saw in Italy, or here's the pattern that we saw someplace else. And given where we are now, if the growth rate in, you know, deaths or infections in this place follows the same path that we have in Italy, then we'll get, you know, so many cases and so many deaths. And, you know, they'll make some adjustments to it, but it's pretty arbitrary what they do. And, you know, I guess what I would say is these same public health people who are making these predictions, you know, the 2 million deaths. And I have to say, they've really been caught in some real dishonesty here. So they'll go and they'll say things like, well, we're including social distancing. And then when the predictions come out to be wrong, and people say, well, why the new predictions are so different? And they'll say, well, now we're including social distancing. But they were including that to begin with on these things. And, you know, it doesn't help people, you know, kind of believing their stuff if they just can't even be consistent and say, yeah, you know, you're right. We made a mistake on that, and this is better. But what I would just mention is that these public health people who are doing these projections are the same public health people that I go and argue against all the time in the gun control debate.
Yes, sir.
Or at least similar types of people. And in fact, you know, I would argue that their guesses about what happens with gun control are just as inaccurate as the guesses that they've been making with respect to these projections about the coronavirus.
Sort of the same template. I've seen that myself. I've noticed. It also seems to be the same template that they use with the climate change, because all of this stuff has got to be done right now or we're all going to die. That seems to be their template that they use.
Well, I mean, I think often with the gun control debate, the reason why they push very quickly for gun control is they think if they can get it done before people talk about things very much, they can get you know, it's easier for them to get their bills passed that they want to get passed.
They're looking for emotional irrationality, right? That's what they're looking for.
Well, I think they're looking for knee-jerk reactions,
yes,
where people haven't thought through all the implications. Everybody just wants to do something. I want to do something, too, when you have a mass public shooting. But what I want to do is, I think, usually at least related to the harm that's there. You have all these gun control people who give us, and we got to have background checks on the private transfer of guns, so-called universal background checks.
Yes, sir.
And, my response is, well, can you point to one mass public shooting this century that would have been stopped by having such a law in effect? And it's kind of like, well, that's not really relevant. We just need to go and do something. And it's,
But that's 100% relevant. That's 100%. I mean.
Yeah, well, I agree. Well, the other thing is they seem unwilling to recognize that there are real costs from the types of laws that they want to go and push. So, these universal background checks, just take an example that we're already dealing with, they have real costs. In Washington, D.C., where they want to vote for them and they have these laws already in effect, it costs $125 to go and do a background check on a private transfer of a gun. That may not stop you or I from being able to go and buy a gun, but the very people that my research indicates who benefit the most from owning guns for Blacks who live in high-crime urban areas, the people who are most likely victims of violent crime, having, $125 may make the difference between whether or not they're legally able to afford to buy a gun or not.
That's going to get tanked on the purchase price, isn't it?
Yeah. Most times when people aren't in states with universal background checks, you don't see the cost of the background check. Because it's not like a sales tax that gets tacked on top of the price of the gun and done separately. The price of the gun.
Let me get you to hold right there, please, Doctor. We're gonna take a break real quick, and when we come back, we're going to cover some more of this stuff. I want to talk about what you think about some of these various little fights that have popped up in the coronavirus response as far as guns, gun shops, and all that stuff. We'll be right back talking to Dr. John Lott. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signs the $480 billion stimulus package at the White House. The president also clarifying his comments from yesterday's briefing about injecting disinfectant.
I was asking the question sarcastically to reporters like you just to see what would happen. Disinfectant for doing this maybe on the hands would work. And I was asking the question of the gentleman who was there yesterday, Bill, because when they say that something will last 3 or 4 hours or 6 hours, but if the sun is out or if they use disinfectant, it goes away in less than a minute. Did you hear about this yesterday? But I was asking a sarcastic and a very sarcastic question to the reporters in the room.
Georgia is beginning to lift some of their lockdown restrictions, and protests are taking place in Wisconsin and Michigan over what some feel are too restrictive stay-at-home orders. You're listening to USA Radio News. Tucked away in the latest coronavirus relief package bill was a provision that allows the House to approve a select committee, 7 Democrats and 5 Republicans, to figure out where the money went to investigate how federal dollars are being spent, U.S. preparedness, and the Trump administration's deliberations regarding coronavirus. Republicans, including Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, believe this committee was not needed.
8 different entities doing oversight, but the Democrats won a 9th. Why? This is just a continuation of the attack that the Democrats have had on the president for the past 4 years.
A study published this week by the Journal of American Medical Association concludes that 94% of coronavirus patients in the New York City area, the hardest hit region in the United States, were suffering from another disease other than COVID-19. High blood pressure and obesity affecting the majority of patients. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, no coronavirus here. At you right now. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, go there, FranklinArmory.com. We're talking to Dr. John Lott from the Crime Research Prevention Center. Dr. Lott, when you look at the way some of these governors are treating their states right now with some of the things they're doing with gun store closings and some of this other stuff, I remember a case out of the Seventh Circuit concerning Chicago where a Obama-appointed judge pointed out to Chicago that in order for you to be able to pursue the right of the Second Amendment, you had to have access to the instruments of the Second Amendment. Does that kind of a finding, would that actually be something that could be applied in right now New Jersey or Michigan or some of these places where they're saying, well, I don't really think that's essential, that kind of thing?
Right. Well, I mean, you have a lot of the gun control groups like Everytown and the Brady campaign saying that, well, while they acknowledge, I think grudgingly and don't really believe it, that there's a right to go and own a gun in your home, they'll say that that doesn't imply that you have a right to be able to go and buy a gun. Not really sure that makes a lot of sense to me. But because obviously if you stop people's right to be able to go and buy a gun, you stop their right to be able to own a gun. And there's a lot of people who concerned about the fact that you have police not responding in parts of the country. I mean, you have places like Detroit where Over 20% of the police officers have either been sick or have been in quarantine. You have criminals being released across the country in very large numbers. I mean, you have jails and prisons which have let out, in many cases, between 20 and even 50% of the people that they have behind bars there. And there's surely a number of stories where they have gone out and committed crimes right after being released. And you have police not even arresting many of the people that they do catch because they don't want to introduce new people into the prison populations that they have. But, you know, so people want to, people who maybe never even thought of owning a gun before, you know, realize that just like a fire extinguisher, hopefully it's something that you're never going to have to use. But it's good to have something there just in case there's shortages, just in case there are further problems that might occur with regard to the police that are there. And, you know, it's if the governors and the mayors can go and promise that the police are going to be able to be there to protect people, that would be one thing. But if they can't do that, then a lot of people realize that they have to go and try to be able to go and protect themselves ultimately. If the police, which anybody who's read my research knows that I think police are extremely important, but if the police aren't able to go and respond.
In the best of times, what's the average police response time nowadays, do you know? I've read 11 minutes.
A very good police response time is like 6 minutes or something like that. But, you know, one other point to make is that it's one thing if you have a rule that applies to all businesses the same. But once you start allowing exceptions there and applying it somewhat arbitrarily, then I think gun stores or churches or whatever begin to have a fairly strong legal case. You know, if you allow drive-up purchases of food and you have, you know, you have in some places imposed fines on churches having, you know, drive-up church services. I think the courts are going to give those types of rules a hard time. And, you know, if you allow some types of stores to be open, but you don't allow people to be able to sell guns, I think you're going to have a hard time. So, you know, you look at Michigan. I mean, they have a lot of really arbitrary rules that are there. You're allowed to go and buy a rowboat, but you're not allowed to go and buy a rowboat that has an engine that's attached to the back, whether it's electric or whether it's a gas engine. You can't go and buy seeds, but you can go and buy marijuana or something, or you can go and buy alcohol.
Yeah.
But, you can't go and buy, you know, a gun to be able to protect your family. So it's some of those things, I think, are set up, well for, you know, legal challenges. There's a whole series of Supreme Court cases about, taxing newspapers. So you might have Louisiana at one time could impose a one penny tax on newspapers, and the courts said you can't go and tax a fundamental right. If they had put a one penny tax on everything that's sold, they would have had relatively strong legal standing. But just to put a tax only on newspapers, the courts would throw that out, even if it was a one penny tax on each newspaper, would throw it out, you know, virtually instantly. And I think the same type of logic applies when you're dealing with these other types of restrictions, whether they be on churches or whether they be on gun stores.
One of the things I found sort of stupid, just on its face, when you look at people in a controlled population, like, say, a prison. It seems like you could really enforce social distancing there, and yet they had to release certain prisoners for that, and despite doing that, they still got coronavirus in prisons. Was that like a big, should that have been like a light bulb going off in people's heads?
Well, I mean, you have a lot of situations. You have maybe, two people per cell in some cases. You have people go into exercise yard. You have cafeteria type seating for food. You may have a guard or you may have somebody who's cooking food there, get the virus.
Sure.
And spread that way. Presumably there are precautions that you can take in these cases, but Los Angeles Police Department, for example, is one of multiple police departments which have issued gloves and face masks and goggles to police officers. And that's all fine and good. But when you actually have to go and arrest somebody...
That's no good, is it? It just gets wrestled off of you.
Yeah, well, the face mask may not stay in place.
Yeah.
And, what do you do then at that point? And so it's understandable that the police have restricted many of the types of calls that they'll go to in many parts of the country just because they don't want to risk exposing their officers to the virus. And so they go and they try to reserve their officers.
Let me get you.
Risk the more dangerous cases.
Yes, sir. Hang on there for me. We'll be right back. Talking to Dr. John Lott from the Crime Research Prevention Center.
This no.
Is Lock and Load.
Right.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm not really hiding. People have tried to look inside of me. This is Lock and Load. Thank you when I protect you out of courtesy. Too many times that I've held on when I needed to push away. Afraid to say what was on my mind. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I'm joined again, once again, by Dr. John Lott, and I have been giving you the wrong name of his organization. Please, sir, if you would, tell them the right name that I have been botching this whole entire time.
Crime Prevention Research Center. Rather than Crime Research Prevention Center. So it's Crime Prevention Research Center, CPRC.
CPRC. And I was going to...
And our website is crimeresearch.org, which is probably more important just because most people are just going to go to the website. So it's just crimeresearch.org.
And on that tip, I know I said I was going to do this last minute. Let's do this right now. Dr. Lott's research has been used, I think, more Guns, Less Crime came out in 1993, is that right?
Came out in 98.
98, okay. I knew it was sometime in the 90s. I don't know why I thought 93. But for 22 years now, I can't think of a single Second Amendment advocate or researcher who has not relied on Dr. Lott's research. And for that reason, and given the fact of the current climate where you've got Joe Biden, I mean, you know, I looked at his gun control agenda that he wants to impose, and, you know, you got Eric Swalwell out there that wants to nuke you. Everybody wants to take your guns, and they have varying degrees of extreme ways they're willing to go about doing it. And one of the biggest tools in the toolkit of what I do is Dr. Lott's research, and we should be supporting him. And I urge everybody to go to Crime Research. Is it .org.com? What is it?
Crimeresearch.org.
Crimeresearch.org. I'm sure there's a donate button or a way to join him. You know, $5, $10, $20. Let's support Dr. Lott's organization because we all use it.
Our donations have pretty much just fallen through the floor.
All because Trump got elected, right?
Well, back in 2016, right after he got elected, it kind of fell through the floor.
Yeah.
And then things picked up and we're doing okay. And then, but this beginning earlier this year, in kind of February and March, and April, not too surprisingly, with the drop in the stock market, other things, a lot of the more substantial individual donors that we have backed off making donations. So it's been difficult. It's been very difficult.
Yes.
So, you know, we applied for the Paycheck Protection Program, but the bank didn't get in. So I guess even though I applied at the beginning of the process, the bank still didn't put in the forms. And, you know, as of yesterday, they still haven't completed reviewing them. So I have no idea what's happening with that. I'm not optimistic about us getting that. So who knows?
Crimeresearch.org.
Yeah, right. Crimeresearch.org.
Go check it out. Now, we have about five and a half minutes here. So I know you've done some upgrades and some additional research or updates, rather, to these rampage mass shootings that we see. And I don't know the details of them. Could you give me a real quick analysis of that, please, sir?
Well, we do all sorts of research on this all the time. We have a lot of, if you go to our website, we have a lot of detailed data on characteristics of the cases for both the United States and around the world. We just had an academic article published comparing the U.S. rate of mass public shooters compared to those in other countries around the world. And the United States makes up about, 4.5% of the world population, but we make up only a fraction of the shooters. We make up only about 1% of the shooters. So we're way below the average on that. And, it's hopefully, I think it's been one of the more pernicious claims in the debate that somehow the United States is unique on that. And a lot of people say, well, look, we have a high gun ownership rate and a high rate of mass public shootings compared to everybody else. At least that's the claim. And so it must be the high gun ownership rate that we have that's causing it. In fact, as I say, when you look at it, we have a very low rate compared to the rest of the world. If you look across all the countries, those countries that tend to have higher gun ownership rates, legal gun ownership rates, tend to have relatively lower rates of mass public shootings.
In terms of, now I know with the gun controllers, the thing they go after is deaths caused by guns, and then they do a lot of conflation of data by including suicide and justifiable homicide and everything else. But in terms of actual violent crime, the United States is actually a pretty peaceful country to live in, comparatively speaking, with our population, right? I mean, what are we, like at 367?
Right,
367 per 100,000?
Right. So if you look at murder, the United States is high compared to a lot of Western Europe, for example. But I think it's a bit of misnomer even with that to speak of a U.S. murder rate, because murders in the United States are very heavily concentrated in very tiny areas in the United States. You have over half the murders take place in about 2% of the counties. And if you ever look at a murder map for those counties, you'll see about 2/3 of their murders take place in about 10 block areas within those counties. So it's basically drug gangs fighting against each other, drug gang related type activity, that's responsible for that. And we have a worse drug gang problem than most other countries, and we can talk about that. But if you look at violent crime overall, the United States has a fairly low violent crime rate. Places like the UK have a violent crime rate that's about twice the violent crime rate in the United States. That's true with a lot of Western Europe. Australia, I think, has a violent crime rate that may be about 75% higher than the U.S. rate. And you also see other types of crimes like burglary in a place like the U.K. is twice what it is in the United States. And you see other interesting things, like not only is the burglary rate in the U.K. twice as high as it is in the United States, but when the burglaries occur, about 60% of the time, the residents are in the home when the burglary occurs. In the United States, it's about 13%. And, you know, it's just that criminals, violent criminals, you know, rapists, robbers, people engaged in aggravated assault in the UK or many other Western European countries, aren't really worried about the victims being able to go and defend themselves. The reason why you have so many burglaries occur while the residents are in the home in the UK but not in the United States is that in the United States, burglars spend a lot of time casing a home before they break in because they want to make sure nobody's there.
We're about to run out of time, Dr. Watt.
Yeah, sure.
Real quick, please tell everybody how to find you.
Well, our website's at crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org.
We should be supporting Dr. Lott and his work. Thank you very much for taking the time to spend with us tonight.
Well, thank you.
Coming up next, attorney at law, Paloma Capanna. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.